The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We are here recapping the AGT quarterfinals. We have a wild card, and we have a lot of great acts to cover tonight. Don't go anywhere. You're watching AGT on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody?
Yay!
It is a new week of America's Got Talent, and I am here. My name is Justine, and I'm here with my talented co-host. We have actress, singer, and you probably know her from Big Brother, Rachel Swidler.
Yeah, so happy to be here. I love tonight's episode.
And we have actor, dancer, singer, the man who does it all, Antoine Baines.
Oh, you got to get up. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, Antoine, we're kicking it off really high tonight. And you know what? Tonight was high. It was way better than last week. What did you guys think? Overall thoughts of the episode?
Oh my gosh, I love tonight's episode. Even the bad acts weren't horrible. I even enjoyed a lot of the bad acts tonight. So great episode. So much. There was a lot of standouts tonight. Wow.
Yeah, I concur, Rachel, man. I mean, last week's episode didn't compare to this week's. Even the bad ones were so entertaining to where it was even flow. So you had bad, good, 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 bad, but even the bad was still like, you know what? I didn't mind watching that.
They would have been considered good last week. You know what I wonder is, how do they decide who to put where? Because I feel like some of these acts would go through, like, let's put... Well, we're going to get into acts that didn't go through, because I'm going to get into that in a second. But I'm just trying to think of acts that you wouldn't think would go through, put them in a different week. Would they make it? That's kind of the act that's kind of what I was wondering, how they did that.
Well, one act that went through last week, the male singer that's blind. I'm blanking on his name currently.
Oh, you're talking about Robert Finley.
Yes, so Robert Finley. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Robert Finley. I love him. I think he's very talented. But, maybe you put him on this week. I don't know what would have happened. I felt like there was a lot more talent this week. I mean, clearly they space it out comparatively to, like, who they think is more talented versus others. But, yeah, that's interesting to think about.
Yeah, tonight was an all-star lineup. No
All-star.
Doubt.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're just going to briefly go over your final thoughts of who was eliminated last week, who made it through. Was there anybody that you were surprised that didn't make it?
Mm-hmm. The only one was, for me, Charlotte Summers.
Exactly the same.
I would have swapped out Robert and Charlotte. I also would have swapped out maybe the choir. I'm just not huge on choirs, just because I don't think it's a million-dollar act. But, yeah, I was really surprised. I mean, I wasn't surprised because of her song choice, but I thought she should have gone through.
Yeah, because if you think about it, a lot of times, song choices can make or break it, but she seems like someone that would have a hardcore fan no matter what. Like, there's some people that, they didn't do a great song choice, and they still make it through. So I was surprised about her. Yeah. What about you, Antoine?
Nah, man, I think they hit the nail on the head with this one.
Really?
Oh, I give the judges and the American fans two thumbs up. Yeah, I do. Thank you, guys.
I mean, yeah, but they kind of were split even when it came to the judges.
Because they voted. They voted, correct?
Yeah,
it
the
was
judges
between
voted.
Charlotte, yeah. So then America was the one that sent the choir through. So, yeah, I was... I was definitely.
I was disappointed. I didn't think the choir should.
Well, they got through. Guys, choose a different song. Learn some new dance moves. You probably got to do some. I don't know, some type of pattern dancing. Something got to be spiced up. I do agree with you guys. There's only so much you could do. Is it a million-dollar act right now? Period. I really don't think so. That's why you have to add. So if you're listening, CPR, do something, please.
CPR in the middle of
hook
it.
Yourself up.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much what happened. Last week was a complete, I can't curse, but, you know, S show. Wasn't feeling it. I think that, you know, it went kind of, I think it was kind of obvious the acts that were going to go through. I think they went through besides Charlotte, which was a little confusing.
Yeah.
But besides that, I think it went, you know, whoever got through deserved it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's just get into tonight's episode, because tonight was really, really good. There were some great acts, and the night started off with Detroit Youth Choir, and that is Terry's Golden Buzzer. Hit it off with Antoine. I want you to go first, because you are making like hand gestures. You're going crazy over here.
I gotta sip my OJ because I'm from Detroit.
Okay.
A little kick to it too. Mm. What? I think that they was all right. I'm gonna keep it real. You know what I mean? I know the build up was high, but they were just okay. Oh. Guys.
Oh, wow.
I was expecting, because you're from Detroit, I was expecting you to really. I can't be biased. I'm an unbiased dude.
I respect
dude.
That you're not
I
being.
I respect that yeah. then.
If
you, I respect
if,
that.
If it's good as good, the message.
I still don't respect Tyler Figueroa, but I respect that.
All right. We let that one slide through. Although they're from the great city and all the, you know, whatever. However, I do think that it could. The talent is getting intense. So when you approach semifinals, if they make it, which I do think they will make it, I just hope, just like I told the other choir group, that something else happens. I did notice that they did dance. They did add other things and different aspects that will give it a performance rather than just a choir singing. So,
is it a million-dollar act, do you think?
What'd you say? Yeah. Rachel?
Is it a million-dollar act? No. So a Detroit Youth Choir. Amazing message. Growing up with crime, adversity. I mean, Terry Crews was crying when he was talking about all of this. And the beginning opening package, which is what the judges said a lot of, is kind of what made it, to be honest with you. But when I was watching the opening package, I started to feel for them and the empathy and the... I was kind of going, getting a little emotional and going on the journey with them. And then it started, and then I was reminded of the fact that they're a youth choir, and they're a choir, and I was reminded, not that they don't have strong voices all put together, but they're just super young, and as we'll see later on tonight, I mean, I thought there were singers who sang solo-ly that were, had more power and more punch,
phenomenal.
And commanded the stage more than a choir of 50 people, but I love their message. I just the package made it more for me, the package before, than the actual performance.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I wrote, it's good, not a million-dollar act. They're good. I mean, this is, I'm sorry, I'm just not into choirs. I feel like that is a typical choir that you'd go and you'd see at church. Like, it's nothing about them stands out to me besides their message, which Julianne said is a movement. Simon said that it was better than the first audition. All this, the judges love them, and their message is what makes them. As a choir, I'm just not into choirs. I don't know.
And again, like, I was in show choir, so they were comparatively to, like, when I was in high school. Like, I don't know.
I mean, to give it to their credit, like you mentioned, in high school, they are, I want to say, maybe middle school or high school, so there are some youngins. It's just that dancing, they added. Maybe a few of those select people could be soloists, to where you can have this person one solo, 10 over here, this person one solo, 10 over here. So almost like a some type of different conjoined song. I don't know, but something creative can be done. they just have to really think about it.
Yeah, they really gotta go.
Yeah, we need them to step it up. Yeah. And someone that stepped it up for sure was Lucas and his dog, Falco. I just personally think that it's cute, but not a million-dollar act. But they definitely did step it up because Simon... I think Simon just loves dogs, but he loved it. Tell me what you guys think, because I wrote down the trick where they put their legs on each other was cool. So really, that's the definition of stepping it up. But besides that, yeah, it's a good guy playing with his dog on stage.
Yeah. I feel, you know, they said that Falco's getting too old to perform, and I feel like that some days. So I really bonded with Falco in that moment. But I thought it was really funny when Simon said Falco was better than Lucas. That was funny. Good job, Simon. But, you know, it was good. It was cute. I love dogs, but...
I break it down to, is it a million-dollar act? Yeah, in my head, I know. That's what I always break it down to.
So, no. I said, I did write down, I said, I think the public will go against Howie just to spite him. Because he was so negative.
I know.
Because when he did that, I was like, well, I'm going to vote for them then. So...
Because it was just, like, too negative. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they'll be one of the three acts in the Duncan save. That's my prediction for that.
I thought it was whack. I thought it was like watching the water polo at the Olympics or something. Like, I wanted to turn. If I could have not seen it, I probably would have just probably went to a job orientation that I didn't work. I would rather sit in. It was that boring. And he's a handsome dude. I'm just with the ladies. But I will tell you this. That guy haircut and his cute dog, they do make an awesome couple. But... the question is a million-dollar act. I say no, but I go further and say, not even the Duncan pool, not even that.
The Duncan pool.
What do you call it?
The Duncan save.
Shout out to Dunkin' Donuts. Y'all know y'all plugged that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think we're all kind of agreeing on it. Like, it's cute. It's not a million-dollar act. So moving on to the next act. Which I think, I know that me and Rachel are going to agree. I don't know about you, Antoine. Don Chambers, he is the magician. If you guys remember, he came out with the beer. And it was a very, very different act when it comes to magic. We had two magicians tonight. So Eric Chen, who's known for the very up-close magic with cards, and Don Chambers. And I'm curious your thoughts on Don Chambers' act tonight.
I wrote down, wow, agreeing. He makes magic cool. He's so cute. The one where we were pointing and going around, and I got tape face. Antoine got tape face.
I didn't.
Yeah,
but I still thought it was great, and most people did get tape face. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So, most people got it, so obviously he's doing something right, but I guess it's going to be hard to make every single million people watch it. Well, it's going to be difficult.
It's also, I mean, I'm sure people, you know, it's very easy to misstep. I think I almost misstepped at one point. I was like, wait, do I go? Because I was at the top, and I was like, go to the nearest, and then I was just like, oh, I got to go down to this person because I don't have another top. I have to go bottom. Anyways, that was top and bottom. I love Dom Chambers. I've loved him from the beginning of his first audition. He definitely deserves to go through. He was crying. It was so cute. And I just love him so much. I thought everything he did was out of the box, great, amazing, and wow.
Wow.
What do you think?
Man, I got to say, not only is he cute, yes, give him a snap in Z formation, but his act was very well thought. I think it was original. I have not seen anything like it in any magic show in Vegas. I frequent there, so I've been to a few, and I never seen anything like it. And not only did the majority of people actually pointed to tape face, he strategically calculated that correctly. I don't know how, when Terry, you know, gave the directions and mixed it up a little bit, but it was well planned. Bravo. Just bravo.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wrote that he's very charismatic. He's interactive, which is what I like. I like what you said, that he makes magic cool, because it's true. You think
Julianne had said that. Yeah, so I don't want to take credit, Julianne. But yes, I just really agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it makes sense, because a lot of magicians It's not that they're not good, like, they're not fun, but it's just kind of the typical magic show. You almost forget that he's a magician sometimes just because you feel like he's doing a cool act. It's just like this cool guy that's doing cool stuff on stage. I know that doesn't sound like it's not giving him justice, but I'm just trying to explain that, like, I don't look at him as, like, the typical magician. Like, he's just cool. Like, he really is. And I love that he, Simon said it's his best performance by a mile. And I agree, because it was really different. And I like how he used technical,
he used that last time, though, because I did say I liked how he was using kind of like the millennial
technology
that made it very relatable. Mm-hmm. So
very authentic. And he did put a little bit of the beer act in it, just saying that it wasn't the beer act, but just how he were able to pour the drink inside the television and then grab the beer from it. It was very creative, man.
I think he's great.
To me, I would say that was the top act of the night. I guess. I don't know for sure. I got to think about it a little bit more. But right now, as we go through
it's one of the top. Yeah,
it's definitely one of the top acts, yeah.
Yeah, and another act that we all love, but I think we may have different opinions on. We may agree. I'm not sure. Let us know in the comments what you guys think. This is the anticipated Benicio Bryant, and the girl stood up. The guys didn't. I think he has an amazing tone. I think he knows how to bring the audience in. I wrote down, I didn't think it was a good song choice, and then I found out that it was his original song, so it made me respect him more, but I just don't think we saw the talent that we've seen before.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with Howie when he talked about National Anthem, because we saw in his opening package that he sang the National Anthem.
That
was great. He sang an original song. Again, always, I didn't hear that before it started, so I just thought he was singing a song, and I didn't relate to the song, and I didn't like it. I thought it was very popish and not him, and very, just not him. He's not like a pop star that's like sexy. It came off more like that to me, with the lights and the backing track, instead of just like him singing that. When he sang The Joke, when he sang that song at his first audition, that is what he needs to be doing. I mean, and then I also wrote down, you know, I forgot. He says something like, because he was talking about, I forgot who, don't let me forget who I am. And I was like, well, I kind of forgot who you were during the song.
Yeah.
I agreed with Simon. I love Gabriella.
Gabriella. Uh-huh. Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle. Sorry, I wrote down Gabriella, but Gabrielle Union.
I
know that people get all mad about stuff like that, so I'm like, Gabrielle.
He was all right. I'm going to just keep it real, man. I mean,
never know what you're going to say, because it's always this long-anticipated,
I'm going to get a t-shirt. No, but seriously, the song choice was terrible. It just didn't give him any levels to play with. I couldn't. With the vocal cords, you have to hit certain notes. Ranges is what people want to hear when they listen to singers, mm-hmm. and true vocalists can range and actually demonstrate their skill to the audience. And I didn't feel any emotion behind the song he was doing. Now, if he would have bust out with some Usher moves, then I would have been like, oh, okay, he stepped it up. But then he came out with a bad song choice. He needed to take his clothes back, so getting fashion tips from Steve Urkel. That wardrobe was horrible, with some tight pants, and it was to me, everything, the whole background was a mess.
And I mean, I don't know. I think he's great. I think he deserves to go through. Based on this performance, like, no, it wasn't great, but I think he's capable of way more. And yeah, I wish America would give him a chance with that.
I think they will.
Yeah.
On tonight, and I mean, it was great, but God, he's got to go through.
He's got to go through, and I think, I think after the next act that we're going to be talking about, I think he definitely deserves to go through, because the next act is Gonzo. Oh. Who wants to take it? Who wants to take that one? Who wants to start out?
I was good. Gonzo, I give you credit for trying, man. You get tea for trying. You don't even get, that's it. Rachel.
Oh. I, Gonzo, I want to hang out with Gonzo. I want to go to like a comedy show with Gonzo. I love Gonzo as a person. I said that the opening video was really, I loved a lot of the opening videos tonight.
Yeah, they were good.
They were really inventive. So shout out to whoever's doing those opening videos. I would love to be in them. I'm an actress. I can do it. Yeah. Anyways. So a funny opening video, but I wrote down, what talent are we exactly highlighting here? The little kids were very talented.
I like the kids. You
know,
more.
The kids were I didn't understand what the talent was. I know it's the tambourine, but I just like Gonzo's personality. I thought the stare at the end was the best part. I said, I love the Howie and Simon banter. They were cracking me up. I don't think he. Oh, I wrote down. I said, I don't even think that he cared what the feedback was.
He didn't seem to care.
He was just like, and I said, I want to be happy like him. Because he was like, it was, yeah, it was.
And he's like,
thank you. And I'm just like, oh, okay.
Well, Simon hit the X and Howie was up dancing, which I thought it was really funny. Simon said, good news, it didn't last very long. The girls were just being nice, I think. You know, the girls are always trying to be nice. But, yeah, it was just, it was weird. I mean, I think whenever you put production behind something, it's obviously better than what it was. There was other people. There was children. It wasn't just him with the tambourine. Like, there was, like, a production. So I'm like, I feel like that's what's kind of scary is, like, take away all that production. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, what is the million-dollar talent?
I feel
talent?
Like production was probably behind the scenes. Like, we got to make this something. We don't know what to do.
But like you touched on what you said, Rachel, I definitely would like to see him in a movie, especially a comedy. And shout-outs to whoever did the intros. Those were phenomenal. That's what...
Those were really good.
Those were so good.
Gonzo, you silly, man. He living life.
But before we move forward, I think Rachel has something she wants to tell us after our after buzzers.
So we love you guys, and thank you so much for making us the ESPN of Talk TV. But for us to continue to grow, we need your help. So please hit the like, subscribe button on YouTube. Give us a rating on iTunes. Leave us a comment below because we love to hear from you guys. We love to know. Let us know with Dom Chambers. Did you get Tape Face? Did you get somebody else? I'm curious to know. So comment below. And I love being a part of AfterBuzz. And I want to continue to be a part of AfterBuzz. And it's just been an amazing experience for me here. And I hope that watching AfterBuzz and watching this with us and listening with us is a great experience for you as well.
Yes. Thank you, Rachel. Mm-hmm. Seriously, we really do love hearing from you. So let us know tonight who your favorite acts were, who your favorite acts weren't. So yeah, just let us know. We love to talk to you guys. So the next act coming up is Marcine, and he does the guitar. He's the one that does all the crazy stuff with the guitar. He received a standing ovation. What did you think about him, Rachel?
Very talented. I loved the whole aesthetic of it. It was very aesthetically pleasing with, you know, I loved the white backdrop and everything that was going on with it. It was very nice to watch. So talented, just out of this world talented. I thought it was absolutely amazing. But was this a step up? Was this different from his other auditions besides adding set pieces that are big and you know, graphics? And
I wrote the same thing. Well, I wrote, is it repetitive? Where does it go from here?
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see where it can go from here if he does get through. But such a talent in his own right. Mm-hmm. I mean, he needs to be... He's going to have a very beautiful career.
Yeah, competing against such diverse, it's like a cesspool of amazing talent.
Cesspool.
I mean, well, I don't want to call it, I'm going to say a plethora of talent. You know what I mean? I don't mean a cesspool, but you do got a cesspool of some of them that didn't belong there. But nevertheless, I thought he was great. I definitely could see him teaching guitar, and I agree with Gabrielle and the whole panel when they said he's reinventing the way the guitarists play. Like, he's actually creating new things for different creative people to take from. I mm-hmm. think he's like a perfect teacher. And I almost said wrong show just a few minutes ago, but I want to retort that because I don't believe he's on the wrong show. I just think that I can't see it. I don't know. Even if you add a DJ, like they said they was going to do for Tyler
Figueroa.
Even if you add a DJ and if you add anything else to it, it'd be just like the tambourine dude. You know, he was in a big tambourine. Well, not, I mean, I don't even know. It's not too much you can do
to
it.
He was in a big tambourine.
Yeah, that, it was a whole, just a whole bunch of them around the stage, so...
I think that what's funny is that Howie is literally every single act after Gonzo, he was like, but the guy, but there's a, there wasn't a tambourine. Like, that I just figured I'd throw that out, that he was obsessed with him. Funny. Yeah, I just think, I think he's a great talent. I wrote that he's so intricate. He really is really great. But to me, where does it go from here? It's repetitive. It's just kind of like, I watched it and I was like, that's incredible talent. But is it a $1 million act? I don't know. But something that I think is a $1 million act, me personally, is Eric Chen. I think that it was a little underwhelming, his performance. I was expecting for his first live show it to be even, like, greater. I was a little underwhelmed. I wrote that he's talented, he's unique, and then he said, if he makes it through, I'll make it bigger for you, because Simon said it wasn't big enough for him. Do you guys agree with Simon, or did you agree with the rest of the judges?
I slightly agreed with Simon. I mean, we did see, we were rewinding here in the studio, because we did see that he messed up right on the one part of it. We did see, we saw four dice at one point. I don't know if anybody else out there saw that, but comment below if you did. Or if you saw the same thing, or you didn't. Maybe our eyes are playing tricks on us. But we did see him mess up a little bit at one point, which is neither here nor there. That's going to happen. But he played it off amazingly, so props to him. I thought he was amazing. He has to get through. He's a spectacular talent. When I know that I don't take a lot of notes, I know it's because I'm watching it, and because I don't have a lot that I've written down about him, because he was that amazing. So he deserves to get through.
Now, I'm going to keep it to you straight. The past winners are saturated with magicians, okay? Because he messed up, and it wasn't that we saw things. We actually rewinded a few times and was able to pinpoint two dice in the cup when it was only supposed to be one. So it was four at one point in time, then it was back to three. He's very quick with his hands. However, when you operate like that and your competition is Dom, you cannot even think about messing up. But see, I think he was trying to play it too close to home, to where the jitters probably got to him, just like he told Julian he was nervous. And that plays a trick when you're doing tricks. So I just think he needed to calm down a little bit. Don't be afraid to expand, to express, to try something new, to explore something. But I think he was trying to play it too safe, and that's what probably was on his conscience and caused him to make that minor slip up.
I think that this is, I mean, the live shows are really nerve-wracking, especially if you've never performed the live shows, so it just makes sense. You could tell he was nervous. You could tell everyone's nervous. It's just about who's down to make it work, you know? It's just kind of how it is. But another act that I honestly forgot about, I don't know if you guys did, but it was Barry Wham. And I was really excited to see them, because I forgot about them. I was like, oh my God, I just was kind of taken back.
I think it's been a while.
It's been a while. There's a lot of acts that, like, maybe they were in the beginning of the auditions, and then now they're here. And you know, there wasn't as much of, like, a gap with Cody Lee, for just an example. But yeah, what did you think about them? Antoine, do you want to start off with that?
Yeah, I thought they was all right. Honestly, seeing the same act at a nursing home last week at a talent show. So it was just...
Are you, like, actually being serious?
No, I'm seriously. They had the older people to beatbox, and somebody was trying to sing. They didn't do it as good as them, but you get the point. It's a talent, and I'm going to leave it at that. I think they were still kind of just doing the same thing they did at the auditions, where they were just doing another song. And creatively, because they're so talented with their vocal cords, I can't say I expect to hear anything else. They can't jump through fire or swim with sharks or anything like that. But, yeah, I mean, the same people can do the same job at the nursing home. So check out Shady Acres on 5th and Melrose.
So what did you think?
I actually, now that you said the flaming and the shooting out, what happened to that guy that first episode that I keep talking about him.
I keep forgetting about him.
he never came back. Anyways, that's enough of that.
That's weird that they think people would forget, which they did, except for you.
Yeah. So Barry Wham. I'm going to start it out on a positive. I love them, and I loved those high notes they were hitting right at the end. I thought that was incredibly talented for two males to be hitting. But overall, I thought it all sounded a little bit off. I thought that it just wasn't flowing. Their voices weren't flowing, and I agreed with, like, Julianne and them, like, saying that the production-wise, it didn't fill the room as much as it normally does. So I would have liked it to fill the room more. I hope they do get through. I think that they're great. If they don't, then they, you know, I fell short.
I think they deserve to go through because of the potential. I think that they, for some reason tonight, I felt like all the song choices were off.
I wrote that down here, all the song choices.
All of
were
them.
Off.
Like, if they did what they did at their audition, it'd be golden, especially because it's with this live audience. Well, it was a live audience there too, but it's just like a whole different feel because it's a live show. So I always say, I don't even like comparing them to Pentatonix because they are different, but it reminds me of them because there's not a lot of acts that do this. There's not that many that actually really are in the limelight. You know, there's a lot of people that do it on the side or do it, you know what I mean? Like, they have groups and stuff. Like, so there are people that do it, but I just don't see a lot in the mainstream
media. Yeah.
So I think that I really like them.
It's hard to not compare them is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I really like them. I just wrote they should have chosen better songs, something with more power. Because to me, this was tamed.
Yeah.
To me, this was really tamed. They could really belt out. And I don't think they used this opportunity.
So what do you mean? If you don't mind me asking, what do you mean by a different song?
It wasn't, like, as powerful. If you remember their audition, they had more power to it. This, it felt like they were playing it safe. It was softer.
Kind of
like
it was just soft. Yeah, softer.
Like, they could have, like, really, like, started, like, do, like, a good song that, like,
better question.
Beatboxing loud.
Would the two of you want to see them again?
If they did a different song choice, yeah, but not that.
I mean, I
song
love Old
choice.
Town Road. That's one of my favorite songs. I loved it. I'm just saying their voices were off, like musically and blending wise. It just sounded off to me.
I would love to hear them again. I just want them to choose a different song.
So you want to hear a rendition of a song by Beatboxers for a chance to compete? You'll want to hear a rendition of a song with Beatboxers.
They could do
for
their
chance
own.
To compete for $1 million.
They could do their own, but it needs to have more power. That's just me personally. If it had more power, yeah, I would like to see them again. After this performance, not really, but I still would want, I'm curious. I just feel like they could be better. I feel like they could keep getting better, and I just think that they deserve the chance.
Yeah,
I like them. But moving on to our next act, and that is Matthew Richardson. Simon hit the X right away, which I was really pissed off about because that's not, like, everyone's up there giving it their all. He's extremely talented. I get that that's not, like, Simon's cup of tea. Just, like, a bunch of these acts are not my cup of tea. But I would never hit the X for them. Were you disappointed?
Yeah, I really don't like that he did that. Again, being a performer and knowing how incredibly hard what he was doing on that stage was. I really want everyone out there to understand how hard that was, what he was doing. That's death-defying, you know, a death-defying act. And he had to hold his grip in the water like that. I mean, it's, you know, he's amazingly talented. I agreed with Simon saying, you know, I'm not sure if solo lead this could make it as an act, but he could have a long career in the Cirque du Soleil industry. He is absolutely, absolutely amazing. And I'm really annoyed that Simon hit that. And if I had been sitting by him, if I had been Julianne, I would have popped Simon up with his head.
Yeah, I agree with everything Rachel had to say. Just nah. I can see him at Cirque du Soleil. Je me bute de Wetter Topanton. I can see him there, but I can't see him solo.
Yeah.
100% agree. There's not really much more that I could say. Yeah. I agree. He was the wild card. I don't know if he's going to go through. What he did is really talented. But, yeah, not his own act. But I could see him, like I said, you walk in and he has, like, his own little sideshow or he is a part of Cirque du Soleil. Yeah, so.
he's definitely a Cirque du Soleil act. And Cirque du Soleil is going to be performing tomorrow night on the show, one of their new shows, Celeste, in Vegas. So that'll be really, really exciting for him. I'm sure maybe he'll get a job offer.
Well, I'm sure he's getting a Lyft ride to the airport right now because he's going home.
Okay, sure. I didn't expect that you to say that. Well, someone, I'm curious if you guys think is going to go home or not, and that is Mackenzie. And this is, I was very disappointed in this. Very underwhelming.
What do you think? Yeah, this is where I wrote down, who are picking these songs?
She's bad, man.
Who's picking these songs? I said, he was standing on a rock, and I guess, the parallels with the song, but... I was completely lost and thrown off by him just standing on a rock very far away on stage. And I just kept looking at the rock. Something was missing. I do agree with Julianne. And then I agreed with Simon the last 20 seconds were the best. He did have a couple of runs and moments there. But overall, it was really super underwhelming. And I'm not sure he's going to get through.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. With him standing on a rock singing, all I can think about is Lion King. And actually, I think he should get a Lyft shared because he's going to join Matthew on the plane ride home. Because I don't think America's going to vote for him because even though the audience are forgiving, you do have competitive people. And every time Mackenzie or someone like him hit the stage, I can't help to think about Chris Clayford.
Califord.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Chris Califord. That guy.
Yeah, you can't even really compare.
So, well, yeah, song choices do matter. Yeah. Does matter. However, whoever's picking them seems like they can't sing. And I don't think you should take advice from them because they messed up everyone tonight. And if he does make it back, Mackenzie, please think long and hard. Connect emotionally. And,
yeah, I agree.
You got to take us there, man. You got to take us there.
We got to get these last two acts.
Yeah, we got these last two to go because I agree with you guys on all that. So we have Jackie Fabulous and then Iman. So let's start off with Jackie Fabulous real quick. I think we all kind of agreed. I'm not a comedian person. Like, I don't think it's very hard for me to laugh at people, but I enjoyed it. I liked watching it. And, yeah, I think she's definitely going to go through, and she's one of my favorites of the night.
Yes, Jackie Fabulous. I know you can hear me. I follow you on Instagram, and you follow me. Mm-hmm. Okay, girl? I love you! You are absolutely amazing. Standing ovation. I was laughing so hard. I love you, love you, love you. I'm going to be voting for you. Shout out to Jackie Fabulous. Vote for her. I don't even have a lot written down because you were that amazing. And I agree with Simon. Very naughty. I like it naughty, too.
My name, Antoine Rachel. Baines, number 313-682. No, I'm just playing, girl. I'm just playing. But Jackie Fab, you got it going on, girl. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going to vote for you, and I hope all of America does as well.
And now it is Rachel's favorite, and she's predicted her almost every time to win the show. It's Iman. I'm saying her name correctly, right?
Iman, yeah.
Iman, okay, because I wrote it down, and I was like, I'm going to say this right. But all I'm going to say before I let you guys get into it, don't like opera, would never listen to it, not into it. I agreed exactly with Howie said. Don't like opera, but she's an amazing talent, undeniable. Your turn.
I love her so much. Oh my gosh, she's the cutest thing ever. And the talent, again, I agree. I'm not a big opera person, but I know the talent that takes. It's out of this world. The technique that she has, the composure she has at her age, she is well beyond her years. It literally, she was in a different world. She was on a different planet tonight.
Yeah, she was.
Different planet. She is out of this world. I don't know where that voice came from, but girl, whoo!
Antoine.
A beautiful career ahead of you.
If I was to simultaneously put the two together with the guitarist and her, I think they both on different stratospheres with their individual talent separately. Compared to be in the competition, though, being that it's just, like I said, a plethora of so many different people with such skill, it'll be a tough challenge, but I agree again. I think she's phenomenal.
Winner of America's Got Talent.
Yes.
In my opinion.
That is what Rachel thinks. Phil, I mean, I like her, but we already kind of went into that.
Yeah.
So now let's just get into our special segment, and that is our top seven of who we want to go through. Not who we think's going to go through, who we want to go through. So if you want to start out.
Okay, yeah. So of course, I'm going to start this off with my girl Iman going through. I didn't pick seven. But I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I have Iman, I have Jackie Fabulous, I have Eric Chen, I have Dom Chambers, I have Benicio Bryant, and I have Marcin. So I apologize, I'm not pronouncing that correctly. But I have those six going through, and there is a Duncan save, so I'm not sure who that's going to be. I'm usually off by one or two people every single time, but those are my six. If I had to pick one more act to go through, I would probably pick, I don't think it's going to be, I already have too many singers in here, I feel like, because I would maybe pick Barry Wham, but if I had to pick that last act, I'm going to go for Lucas and Falco. Nope, I'm sorry, I'm going to go with the Detroit Youth Choir because I think their story is going to get them through.
Who do you want to go through? Top
Rachel,
seven.
Rachel, I'm going to get you a drink, girl. Ah! Detroit Youth Choir was the number one because she said Detroit Youth. I never think she was going to say Detroit Youth Choir because they were just okay. They were. I have them. I have Eric. I have Dom. And I have JF. That is all I'm going to pick because those are my for sure for next week.
Yeah, I don't really care about it. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, I want Don. Don Chambers, Eric Chen, Benicio Bryant, Barry Wham, Jackie Fabulous. What I did for 6 and 7 is I personally do not care about hearing them. Like, I'm just not my thing, Iman and Marcin, but they deserve to be there.
Yeah.
But I don't, it's just not my cup of tea. So I think we've already established that. But yeah, we're excited. The live shows are the finale, Jesus God. Why can't I talk to my guys?
The semifinals?
No, the results. The results. The results are tomorrow. And so we're going to be talking about that next week. And yeah, so now let's get into some news and gossip before we head out and say bye, you guys.
AfterBuzz TV News. Guys, we got some good news and gossip for you today. Julianne Hough actually came out and told her husband that she was not straight. Now you can take it.
What?
One way, or you can take it the other way. Now, if my wife
hey,
came...
Hey, girl, call me.
I heard about that.
No, call me first. Call me first.
Well, call me first.
No, call me first. Stop playing. Now, if my wife told me that she wasn't straight, I'd say, are you telling me this so I can just be happy? Because I got some friends in mind. However, she told her husband that, and her statement was, I told him, you know I'm not straight. He replied, I'm sorry. And she was like, no, I'm not, but I choose you. Guys, comment below. This is juicy stuff.
That would
I know.
Rub me the wrong way if I was already married and they dropped this bomb on me.
Yeah,
I
right.
would be like,
now I
what?
Expect for you to say something like,
I tell all my boyfriends what's up.
Now, if your credit score is low, when I thought it was high, but see, Rachel, that girl is something else. Woo! Now, according to TMZ headlines, Tyler is actually on the cusp of landing a big record contract. That's right. If he does well in the semifinals and actually win the contract, he will be offered a $100,000 record deal.
Tyler Figueroa?
Yes, Tyler, the violinist. And if he does well and continues to thrive, depending on record sales, he will receive another bonus $100,000. And guys, that is news and gossip for today. Please comment below. Let us know what you think of Julianne, because me, I for one am liberal.
Okay.
Get it, Tyler. Get it, Julianne. I love both of those stories.
Yeah, the whole... I would be not okay, though, if, my husband, who I already am married, love, said the vows, know everything about him, and he's like, I'm not.
I wouldn't be okay with that.
No, I mean,
not be okay with it.
That would definitely be jarring to hear.
If my wife told me that, yeah, but if someone's husband told me that...
That's why you got to tell him straight up.
Yeah.
Swing both ways.
Well, that is an interesting story. I did not expect to hear that. But thank
kidding.
You guys so much for watching with us. We really appreciate you guys. We love you. These two over here having a good time.
Hey, yeah. Be who you are. Love who you are.
Let us know where we can find you, Rachel.
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler, or you can find me on Twitter at Rachie Swin.
Guys, you can find me at www.antoinebangs.com or Instagram, simply different 87. That's it.
And you can find me on Instagram at Justine Devanna. And stay tuned next week. We are going to be breaking down another episode of America's Got Talent. And until next time, we will see you guys there.
Peace.
See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.